I believe God is like, it's not okay just to heal and recover from that, but you need to audaciously and tenaciously go and take it back.
Hey, Braveheart girls, we're so glad that you've tuned in today to Braveheart Talks. We have a special episode today, and it's all around conference, because can you believe it? We are gathering in the ACC Arena next Friday night. It is coming up super quick. So we just wanted to spend this time chatting about conference, because we want to get excited for it.
Oh, it's coming.
Exactly. And people are excited in their own homes, but we want to sit with them and be excited with them. So that's why we're doing this episode.
Yeah.
But Emma, it has been then a year since our last conference. Yeah. And last conference was the first ever one in the ACC Arena. A whole year has gone. So what were some of your highlights before we get into this one coming up? What were some of your highlights from last year?
Wow, what a question. I mean, the whole thing was a highlight for me. It was the first one we'd ever done outside of the four walls of the church. And I think I held my breath through the whole thing. Where to begin? Super proud of everyone involved and everybody who helped to make that happen. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. So the saying goes, so it's not me, 100%. It's not my conference. It took an absolute army to make that happen.
Yeah.
But actually, for me, the standout moments was the roar on the Friday night.
Yeah.
That was a standout moment.
Explain that quickly.
Okay. And so basically, I believe that there's a sound in woman that has been suppressed.
Yeah.
And I think the enemy's done a good job over many years of suppressing our sound. And the Bible says that he walks around like a roaring lion, mm-hmm. seeking those he may devour. But there is a roar, I believe, that he fears.
Yeah.
And it is the roar of a woman waking up to her purpose.
Yeah.
When a woman realizes she's on the earth for a purpose and there is a fight in her for her life, her health, her marriage, her kids, her future, when she wakens up to that, you know, that is a roar that makes him run.
Yeah.
And so basically on the Friday night, the whole sort of message was set up around that, about women sort of waking up and putting their foot down and saying no to the enemy.
Yeah.
I am here to declare my future and you are not going to have a part in it. And so we did this almighty roar together.
We did.
And it was an incredible sound. It just echoed around the whole of the ACC. And it was just a phenomenal moment to physically stand in and hear the power of women. And I just, for me, I felt like it set the conference up for the weekend to come.
Yeah.
So it was a powerful moment. And other powerful moments for me, highlights, the testimonies that came in afterwards, because you don't actually know. You're hoping and you're praying and you're believing that people are connecting with God and it's making a difference to their lives. But we had so many incredible testimonies.
Yeah.
One particular standout testimony is a lady who was invited for the first time. And her story is that she had been refused fertility treatment. The NHS couldn't treat her. The doctors said there was no hope for her. And she was desperate to have a baby.
Mm.
And I think it was on the Friday night that Josh, our worship leader, he talked about the God of impossibilities, and he shared a little bit about their faith journey and their story around having their own daughter. And this lady, she just said, I just put my hand on my belly and I said, God, if you're there, if you can, if you will, I believe for myself. So this year she'll be back at conference.
Love
and
that.
She's holding
so good.
Her baby.
Oh,
and that
that's amazing.
Was just, yeah. And so,
that's only one story. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. The message of hope, or the hope it gave women, I think that for me was the standout that God did over that weekend.
Yeah. think one of my fun highlights, Emma's one, the last little segment. I don't think you knew you were coming out, and then suddenly you were going out, and then you didn't have your heels on, so you just went out barefoot. So let's expect that again this year, girls. Make sure you paint your toenails.
Honestly, what I realized is you pick your outfits and you know, not because you're trying to be vain, but you're going in for, I don't get to do girly things very often. Boys. Right? So I don't get to do like
pink,
you know,
or
just the girly stuff. So any excuse at Braveheart, I'm going to go to town. 100%. With the girlies.
And the girls do that when
but
they come as well.
But then it was realised, I was just like, there's no room for heels. It's just like we were in the moment. Mm-hmm. I'd taken my shoes off. Loved I wasn't it. Running back to put them on.
Let's see if you do that again this year. I love it. But you spoke then as well, Em, about last year's theme about the roar and bringing that out. Yeah. But this year you've themed it differently. And the theme is it's time to take back. So what's your heart behind that title?
Okay. So I was actually, just prior to going on platform to preach at last conference, I was stood in the wings and I was mindful actually that we had to advertise next year's conference, and I had not really given much consideration to a theme or a title. And I literally felt the Lord impress on me this strap line, it's time to take back. And so really it's following on from last year, because last year was waking up. Okay, daughters, wake up. Wake up to the day and the age you're living in. Wake up to the fact that there's a sound on the inside of you that is unique to you. And it's only when your sound is released that the atmosphere around your life can change. Now it's time to take back. What I mean by that is, you need to start taking back what the enemy has taken from you. Because all through our life, the enemy has been slowly stripping stuff away from us. And I believe God is like, it's not okay just to heal and recover from that, but you need to audaciously and tenaciously go and take it back. And the thought really came from a story in 1 Samuel. And David and his mighty men, they've gone off to war. They've gone off to battle. David and his army, they've been gone from their village for a long period of time. And whilst they were gone, the Amalekites, who were their enemy, they moved into the village and they actually began to attack and collect up the women, the children, the elderly, the sick, the most vulnerable. They were all the people left behind at the village, all of their livestock, all of the cattle. And then anything that remained, they took them all as prisoners. And anything that remained, they burnt to the ground. All of their homes, all of their possessions, all of the belongings. And it was such a sneaky attack of the enemy, because he really hit David at his weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the strong men have gone, and the enemy only attacked where the weakest link was. I remember ages ago, I gave the analogy of Achilles' heel and talked about Achilles, who was born to a Greek goddess. It's all Greek mythology. It's, you know, nothing scriptural or spiritual about this, but the Greek mythology, we use the phrase Achilles' heel, and we use it when we're talking about the weakest area of our life. And the story goes that this Greek goddess, she had a baby and he was in part mortal. So she took him down to this mythological river called the River Styx. And she dipped the baby in the water, but she held onto his heel. When he was dipped in the water, he became immortal. But because she kept hold of his heel remained dry. And therefore, just the back of his foot, the heel part, was mortal. So his enemies knew, if we want to kill Achilles, right? Mm-hmm. If we want to kill him, we have got to shoot him with an arrow in the back of his heel, because that's the only way we'll ever be able to take him out. And I think that's how the enemy operates in our life sometimes. We all have an Achilles heel.
Yeah.
We all have a weakness. We all have an area that is a weak spot. It's an area of vulnerability.
Yeah.
It'll be in your marriage. It'll be in your kids. It'll be in your health. It'll be in your finances. It'll be in your friendship. It'll be in your church. You might have multiple Achilles heel, but the enemy is always looking for your most vulnerable spot to attack you in, just like he waited till David's family and friends and his village was at their most weakest, vulnerable point. And then they went in and they took, and it says that they took all of the women and the children and the elderly, the livestock, they took them all captives. And when David and his men came back to the town, David broke down and it said he wept in anguish. He was utterly destroyed by what the enemy had done. I can identify with that in my life. I don't know if you can. It's like when the enemy has done something and he's taken from you, whether he's done something with your children or attacked you in your health or destroyed your marriage, and it breaks you. But after a period of time, David got himself together and he gathered his men and made a decision. I'm going to the enemy's camp and I'm going to take back what you've stolen from me. And they went to the camp of the Amalekites, and the Amalekites were actually celebrating. They were drinking, they were lying around, they were having a party because they thought they'd got the victory over David. So when the enemy was unaware of David and his men being there, the David and his men moved in, attacked them, and it said they slaughtered every single one of them. And David got back all of the women, all of the children, all of the cattle, nothing lost. And that for me is the picture behind it's time to take back. I don't know what the enemy's taken from you. Has he taken your confidence? Has he taken your peace? Has he taken your joy? Are you just going through the motions of life, but you just feel flat and numb and you just can't seem to get that spring in your step or look forward to a future? Has he taken your courage? Has he, what is it? Has he taken your love? Have you become hard of heart? Has he taken your desire to be part of the local church? Has he taken your passion from being able to worship God freely? Like, the enemy is a thief and he looks for the most vulnerable area in your life and he goes in for the attack. Well, it's time for the women of God to rise up and take back all what the enemy has stolen from you.
Wow.
In a nutshell.
I am ready for conference. Let's go. I think we need to put that snippet on the trailer and just send it out to everyone. No, Emma, I love that. And you know what? God has given you something to bring, and I'm so ready to hear it next weekend. I hope the girls are as well. So thank you for sharing just a snippet, a teaser of what conference is going to be like, because I think it's so good to already know and have in your hearts what you're coming into. And I think having a theme, having a title, having a something that God wants to impart is so powerful. And it's good for us girls just to know that, just so we can align ourselves ready for conference. But, you know, as we approach conference, I think it's good for the girls to know that actually this conference has been covered in prayer. Like, and it's not just, you know, Emma, you do a great job in bringing the girls here at Liverpool One Church on this journey with you. And, you know, we've started, this actually happened before the last conference, but we've done it again this year. And we've done, I think we've done it multiple times, but prayer walks. And, you know, there's been a bunch of us girls from Liverpool One Church that have just been walking around the arena. We've done it as a big group, but there's individuals who do it weekly, daily. They just walk around the arena praying. But I think it's good for the girls listening who are coming just to know the areas that have been covered in prayer. So what are some of the areas that we have been covering?
Yeah, the prayer walk was super interesting for a start, Meg. And I'm super thankful to everyone who come out. I didn't advertise it, didn't put it on social media. I didn't even advertise it within the church because really it's got to be something that's on your heart or you feel compelled to do or driven to do, because let's be honest, it can just sound a bit weird to some people. So I wouldn't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. Neither would I want to exclude anyone, by the way. So if you're not from this particular church, but you are within the area, or
come along,
you
know, next year.
Like, honestly, anytime, just come along and join. Just message us, tell us, hey, I'd love to be a part of that. But basically, I just, in our own local life groups, because Braveheart used to be something we did in-house.
Yeah.
And then we really felt inspired and called by God to take it outside of the four walls of our church and open it up to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when we did that, literally people came, they came from Belgium mm-hmm. and Germany
Amazing.
And Spain and America, That's as great. Well as Cornwall and Devon and the far end of Scotland. So literally I was shocked mm-hmm. at the response that we got. So I've had our girls in our local church on a journey
yeah.
about what it looks like to bring other people on the journey of Braveheart. So I just happened to say to our life group leaders, hey, listen, can you cancel life groups next week? This is what we're going to do. We're going to go and prayer walk around the arena. If anybody in your group wants to join us, hey, let's do it. And 85 turned
amazing.
Up for the prayer walk.
They're ready
so
to
there
pray.
Was like an absolute army of us outside of yeah. the arena. God graced us with a beautiful dry night, which was vitally important. But rather than just walk around the arena and all just mumble random prayers and say very generically, God bless the conference, God be present mm-hmm. at the conference, we really got specific in detail.
Yeah.
And so I had one of the girls just made up a pile of cards and made a list out of everything. And then we wrote the different areas and prayer needs on cards. Then we dished the cards out and people walked around in multiple groups, big groups and small groups. And they had these cards in their yeah. hand. So each group was praying over something specific. We yeah. circled the arena because there's something about marking out the territory yeah. that God has called you to.
Yeah.
Just like before the walls of Jericho came down, the Israelites circled that area. They were marking the territory. This is the land that we believe God has given to us. This is the place we believe we've being called to conference. And on the prayer cards, we covered everything
mm.
from every individual guest speaker.
Yeah.
We covered the teams. We covered the worship. We covered the volunteers who were serving.
Yeah.
We covered the tickets, the sale of tickets, the ability to buy the tickets.
Mm.
We covered every chair in prayer. So no matter where you sit, your seat's being prayed.
Amen.
We covered travel, people who are flying in, people who are driving, coming by train. We covered all of that in prayer. We covered the stewardship within the arena, that we would find favor with mm. the arena staff. You know, it's really hard when you wanting to take a church or a Christian bent into a secular
yeah.
and you want to keep hold of the culture of what we do, but you're taking it into
yeah,
a different
yeah.
environment. There's always a clash. And so praying over the arena staff and praying over just the atmosphere in the
yeah.
room, praying for God's presence, not just expecting that God's going to turn up and do his things,
yeah.
but really asking God to be present and make a difference. We were asking for God to deploy his angels, because I firmly believe that scripture as well, that angels who protect us, that angels who are going to be present in the room with us. We prayed over our media teams, our tech teams. We prayed over
everything
you could possibly
yeah.
think of.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a whole list of stuff that I've even missed there. Over the weather, praying that it's going to be a nice sunny weekend. It was so beautiful
yeah,
last year.
It
and it makes a difference when the sun's shining,
yeah.
right? But I don't want to go into a conference and just take a chance that,
yeah, I love that.
God will just do. So we did it together.
Yeah.
We prayed over every area. And I just want to echo what you've just said there, Megan. We have girls that just... they meet in their lunch hour together.
Mm.
They just go and walk around the arena and pray. I have women that go on their own and they'll just walk around the arena and pray. Or I have teams or life groups or individuals that will just go
yeah.
and walk the arena and pray. And I cannot emphasize enough the difference that prayer makes.
Yeah. And that just makes us who are coming so expectant, because we just know God's a faithful God
yeah.
and he will answer those prayers. So I'm just, you know, it just gives us that level of expectancy that God, we have done the prayer and we know you're faithful. So
That's
now
right.
we can be expectant. We can be excited, because, hey, I know for you, Emma, you probably carry the greatest fears and the panic moments, but you know, you're covered in prayer and you can just know that God is with you and he's going to be for you during that.
I've learned to roll with them a bit more this year. I was literally like... last year I was like,
oh gosh, the first time for everything though. It's just,
and this year we're already hitting some bumps and hurdles, but you know what? I've just learned to go with it.
It will be.
Yeah.
God's will have his way. He always does. But hey, let's talk about, or let us in on what the sessions are going to be like. What can we expect across the weekend? Because for some, you know, they came last year so they can kind of remember it, but for some they are coming for the first time. So what can we expect from like Friday night to like the end? What are some of the things that are going to be involved in the sessions?
Yes. Yeah, so really the way that we run Braveheart, I love the fact that we have such a creative team.
We do.
I love the fact that we, you know, we have a creative media team, we have a dance team, we have creative musicians and singers. And so that part of conference for me, I love it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at a show. I feel like, you know, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's a fun atmosphere to be in. And we're not just wanting to throw anything together. We believe in a high standard for the house of God, because the world gives us such high standards when it comes to music and entertainment and theatre work. And so why should the house of God be any less? So you're going to be blessed just through all of that, the production element of things as well. I think also just being in an atmosphere where you can not be distracted by not only your children, and I say this in the most respectful way, but your husband as well, your spouse as well. Because sometimes you just want to wholly abandon yourself and be free, free before God. So great worship just for you to express yourself before God and for God to be able to speak into you. Our speakers, we choose very carefully. I'm mindful of who's speaking, and I know the person really well before I invite them to speak. And I know that some of their stories are going to be massively inspiring to you as well, basically about how they reclaimed areas of their life, how they took back control where they perhaps once felt out of control.
Yeah.
We've got beautiful Susie Kennedy coming. I'm excited for Susie.
She's great.
I did a very small interview with her here once, but even her story is just expanded so much, and she's different for me because, you know, we're used to having preachers and preachers are awesome because they're what edify, build us up. They give us tools in our hands to really go and build the life that we want. But I'm really excited to interview Susie as well, because Susie was only saved about 7 years ago, and you know, her story is so powerful and so inspirational. And the fact that she will take time to come and speak to us when literally, you know, Hollywood's knocking on her door as we speak. I was messaging with her this week, and her story is so inspirational and very relevant, I think, to today. Because hear me right when I say this, but we can get so enveloped in church world and church culture that we can also completely disassociate from the life out there, where to hear the story of somebody who's very much built a career out in the world, but how Jesus met her in that place and where Jesus is in her life placement today, it's a breath of fresh air, and it's going to be incredible. Yeah. All of the speakers are going to be phenomenal. Yeah. So I would just say, come with your notepads, take notes on your phone, and really lean in and invest into yourself.
And that links on to the next question, Em, because the truth is there's a lot of girls come in, but we all come in one way, but we all leave differently. And some will leave very changed, very impacted, and some will leave like, it was good.
Yeah,
it was nice. I'll come next year. Let's talk about it now from the offset. How can girls get themselves ready, or how can they make the most out of that weekend? How can they, you know, notepad's one thing, but let's go a bit more deeper. Like, what else can they do to get the most out this weekend?
That's such a great question, Meg, because I think you're going to get out of it what you decide to put into it. Mm-hmm. And so We laugh often on this podcast. Megan and I go to the gym together and we love it and we hate it all at the same time. Yeah. And we want to be there and we don't want to be there all at the same time. And particularly on Mondays, we're like a pair of moaning minis because we're just like, we have someone who helps train
our free PT.
Yeah, she's our free PT. She trains us and she's always pushing us to be our best and get our best. Yeah. And then anytime she says, right, this time we're going to run around the track, and we'll just look and pull faces at each other, right? Because we don't want to run around the track.
We don't like
track.
Running.
And she'll be like, do you want to get fit? Do you not want to get fit? Do you want to lose the weight? Do you not want to lose the weight? Because if you do, you're going to run around the track. And then we are always trying to cut corners. So she'll say it's going to be 3 runs around the track. We'll do one lap and we'll go, we make it 2? Can we just do 2? And then we'll do, and then it's like, we always try and just do enough.
Yeah.
And if we were to relate that to conference, for me, you can see where I'm kind of going with this. Yeah. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. So it starts in here. It starts in the mind before we even get to conference.
Yeah.
If you've put your money down and you've paid a ticket, I'm like, I want value for money.
Yeah.
That value for money does not come by sitting there looking at the platform with a entertain me attitude. That comes from, God, I've invested into this.
Yeah.
And I've invested into this because I need to hear from you over a situation in my life. I need a solution. I need an answer. God, I have decisions to make and I need to know how to make them. I want to see changes in my life.
Yeah.
God, I want doorways of opportunity to open up for me. Like, I believe there's so much more on the inside of me that I've not yet seen.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing on doors and I'm wanting God to open the doorways. So I've set this time aside to go to conference. I financially invested to go to conference because I'm showing God I'm serious about hearing from you over these next few days. Yeah. And so it starts with the mental attitude first. In the same way, we've got to be psyched up and go, I'm going to the gym. I want to get fitter. Mm-hmm. I want to be slimmer.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it my all when I get there. But if you come to conference and you have not mentally and spiritually prepared yourself, you're not going to get the best experience.
Yeah.
You're going to sit there. You're going to be tired when we're standing up to singing. You're going to be nodding off when people are speaking. Like, get yourself there. Pray yourself up to the weekend of. Pray about the actual leave at home, what's at home, and step into a space and a place that's been created just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up the best version of you.
Yeah.
And you are going to get more than you expected.
Yeah.
Also, another way to get the most out of conference is go with an open an open mind, but open eyes, and see the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just see yourself and don't just go for your own personal investment. Be aware of who you sat around. Be aware who's in your vicinity. Nothing happens by chance. God's placed you there. He's put you there.
Yeah.
You're not sat by her for accident. If you see someone crying, be there for her.
I love that.
Offer to hold someone's hand. Pray with someone.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable, depending where you are on your journey. But have an open heart for others because we're in this together. We're forming an army. We're not forming individuality.
Yeah.
And so there's something special about the coming together.
Yeah.
But for you to get your best out of conference, prepare spiritually and mentally before you come, and come with open eyes and open hearts.
Yeah.
And go with all your requests.
Yeah.
But listen for all your answers.
Yeah, love that. And you mentioned there, you know, we are an army, not an individuality. You know, we're in this together.
Yeah.
And the truth is there are some coming that are coming on their own and they could feel like I'm coming on my own and I feel a bit lonely. But last year we sort of saw this come in and we put together a come on your own group. And it was fantastic. We had such good feedback from that. Girls who just made friendships, who really felt a part of the conference because they were in a group. They didn't have to come on their own. So first of all, are we doing that again for the girls listening? And secondly, how can the girls listening who are coming on their own get involved in that group this year?
Okay, that's a great conversation to have, because I'm actually surprised at the amount of women coming on their own.
They are brave.
And I just say, good on you, girl.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowing the insecurity of not having a friend with me to stop you from coming to conference.
Yeah,
and I think absolutely that God is drawn magnetically to people with attitudes of, I'm not going to allow barriers to stop me from being present in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, last year we had this incredible group that we set up on social media, a come on your own group, and I get to do life with the best women on the planet. I'm just going to big them up and say massively, I do life with the most incredible volunteers on the planet, girls who say, you know, I'm buying my ticket for conference. I'm coming to conference, but I'm not going to sit with all my buddies and my friends. I'll be part of the team that helps other people coming on their own feel at home.
Yeah.
And so I thank all of my volunteers who help in that way. And so we set this up last year and it was a huge success, because there are friendships formed that are still 12 months later, they have made friends with each other. And also as well, there are those who felt a bit isolated, felt a bit at home. Our girls met them outside a conference.
Yeah.
They sat together. They all went and had lunch together.
Yeah.
They hung together. They got to know each other. And so, yes, we're doing it all over
again.
Great. So please don't let the thoughts of I've got no one to go with stop you. We've got friends waiting for you.
We do.
We've got an environment set just for you. We've had you in our mind and in our thoughts. And the ways that you can connect with that is you can check out Braveheart website.
Yeah.
You'll find the Come On Your Own group there. You can give us your details and we will get back in touch with you. But also you can message in or DM in to the
Braveheart
Instagram account, and you know, someone will reach out to you that way too. So please, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And I get messages. I get a lot of messages, you know, from girls wanting to come on their own.
Can't wait. It's going to be the biggest group there.
Absolutely. So come on your own. Come as you are. We can't wait to see you.
I love that, Em. And I almost feel like we don't need this last question, because the amount that you've talked about there and downloaded on us, like everyone should be wanting to be at conference. But the truth is we're going to have a few people listening who still haven't brought their ticket yet and something is just stopping them. Come on, Emma, 1 minute. Just what would you say just to encourage them to be like, come on, be with us next week?
First of all, I'd say, ask yourself, what is preventing me from going to conference? What is stopping me from making this huge investment into my life? And if it's something that we can help you with, we want to help you. So please get in touch with us and let us know what it is that is stopping you. But if it is like something that is fixable, like I feel a little bit nervous, or I'm a little bit anxious, or I don't know, you know, I can't decide, should I or shouldn't I? Listen, if you want to set your life on a great trajectory for your future, please make this investment, not for me, not for this church, not even for Brett, but do it for you. Do it for you. Invest into you. Set yourself up strong for your future. Come and be part of an army. It doesn't matter whether you have a church background, not a church background. It doesn't matter if you are a sinner or a saint. We don't care if you are Pentecostal, Evangelical, Elim, Baptist,
you know,
or a monk. We don't care. Or a nun. It would have to be a nun. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, look, if you're coming and you're wanting to further your relationship with God, meet other people, like-minded people, please get your ticket today for conference.
Love that. Well, girls, we are going to see you at conference, aren't we? So we're going to see you next week. We can't wait to have you in the arena all together, wherever you listen to this podcast from. We're going to be together and we can't wait for that. But the next podcast that's going to come out is going to be all about celebrating what God has done through next weekend, because we don't want to ever miss a moment to celebrate what God has done. So tune in for the next podcast when that comes out, and we're just going to be talking all things of the highlights of what God has done during conference. So we'll see you at that next podcast. So take care, girls. I always say take care, girls.